This morning, we wrap up our look at the Baltimore City Council races, where incumbents are facing formidable challengers. Councilman Warren Branch barely held on to his seat in the 13th District 5 years ago in a race against Shannon Sneed. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has a look at this year's rematch.
During this term, Councilman Branch led the charge to get more information on what happened to Tyrone West, who died while in police custody in July 2013. And that led to a closer examination of the Police Civilian Review Board and the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights, which governs how cops accused of misconduct are disciplined.
As you know, in Annapolis, they just recently passed some legislation in order to change some of their civilian review boards. I think that was a plus from it.
But Branch would not have led that charge if it weren't for the 43 votes in the Democratic primary that kept him in office in 2011. Shannon Sneed, who would later mount a write-in campaign in the general election, came that close. She's back this year and employing the same strategy as she used 5 years ago.
We are still out in the community. We are still knocking on doors. And so the strategy that we had in 2011 is the same strategy that we do in 2016.
However, she insists that her campaign is not a personal one against Branch.
I think the incumbent is a very nice guy, but we need someone that's going to work in our district. So it's not personal, not at all.
Sneed is not the only returning challenger from 2011. Tony Glover was a distant third in that primary and is running again this year. He failed to respond to requests for interviews for this report. For him, it's personal with Sneed. Not long ago, a mutual friend wanted to open a business across the street from Sneed's home. It came up at a candidate forum earlier this month. Sneed said it was a liquor store.
Our community did not want it. They tried to be slick. They tried to buy us in the community. They tried to go down to the zoning board, talking about they know the mayor, and they were going to get certain things done.
But Glover contends it was more like a restaurant, and he implied that Sneed was being used by whites against her community.
What happens is that they allow folks in the 46th district, they allow Shannon to be the token for blacks to push the agenda, all right? Because they're not going to do it.
He has also thrown shade at Sneed over her donations and endorsements. Sneed has been endorsed by several unions and advocacy groups, and her more than $44,000 in donations have come from a wide range of sources, individuals and politicians like Congressman Elijah Cummings. Glover has filed an affidavit with the City Board of Elections promising not to raise or spend more than $1,000. He says he wants to be bought by the people.
Go to your website, read up, come to the library, and find out who's funding your candidate. This is real. I run a grassroots campaign. You want to see many of your union members knocking on your door to push their agenda.
Despite the challengers, Branch says he is basing his campaign on his record of helping people in the district.
I'm not basing it on the political arena. I'm placing it on the services that we provide for the people and hoping that they remember what I've done.
Also running against Branch in Tuesday's primary is Ronald Owens Bay, who ran 5 years ago as a Libertarian. I'm Kenneth Burns in East Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.